Exploring Next, episode 354. So we're talking agentic AI and token costs. Cody's read the piece, and he thinks a lot of these saving strategies are basically theater. I think they're practical and honestly necessary right now.
Okay, I'm not saying the savings aren't real. I'm saying people are selling these techniques like they're free optimization when they're actually trade-offs in disguise. Prompt caching, fine. Semantic caching, that's where it falls apart. You're matching on similarity, which means you need embeddings, thresholds, cache invalidation logic. And nobody talks about when that fails, when the meaning matches but the answer is wrong because the context changed.
Okay, but look, I'm managing budgets. A team running agentic workflows is spending $2,000-$3,000 a month on tokens. If prompt caching alone cuts that by 30 or 40%, that's real money. Is there friction? Sure, but it's worth it.
The prompt caching part I get. You set your static stuff first. Tool definitions, examples, system prompt. It matches exactly, you get the discount. That's straightforward. But semantic caching is a rabbit hole. You have to decide what similarity threshold to use. Is your 0.85 cosine similarity close enough to reuse the cached answer? What if the user context changed? What if the data got updated? You're caching answers, not just computation. So you need a TTL, but how long? And oh.
Fair. But the piece also covers routing and lazy loading tools and context cleanup. Those are less exotic. You route simple stuff to a smaller model, save money, you don't load tool definitions until you need them, and you actually delete old conversation history instead of letting it pile up. That's not theater, that's just discipline.
Yeah, those are legitimate. But routing adds latency for the classification step, and you're assuming the cheaper model won't fail. Lazy loading tools saves tokens on definitions you don't load, but you pay for the API calls or state management to figure out which tools you need upfront. Every saving strategy comes with a hidden cost.
So what would actually be useful? Like, if you were building this for a production team, what would you want to know?
I'd want a framework for auditing your current setup. What's actually eating tokens? Is it the system prompt or the tool definitions or old context or repeated tool outputs? Because the fix is different for each one, and I'd want real numbers on trade-offs. If I enable semantic caching, what's my false positive rate? What's the latency improvement? You don't get that from a conceptual article.
All right, so for someone wanting to actually try this, what's the move?
Start with prompt caching. It's the safest win. Structure your prompt so the static stuff is first. System instructions, examples, tool definitions. Then enable caching on your API provider. OpenAI's 90% discount on cache tokens is real. Anthropic's the same, but you pay for storage. Then measure your actual token spend for a week or two. Break it down by component, system prompt, tools, context outputs. That tells you where your real waste is. Maybe 40% of your...
So it's measure, optimize the obvious thing, measure again.
Yeah, and semantic caching. I'd only touch that if you have high-volume generic queries and you've already optimized everything else. And you test it thoroughly.
Fair. I think the piece is useful as a tour of the techniques, but you're right. It doesn't tell you how to actually deploy them without breaking things. It's a menu, not a recipe.
Yeah, a menu where some dishes are easy and delicious, and others are looks good in the photo, but takes 6 hours and might taste weird.
All right, so build next. What do you actually want someone to try this weekend?
If you're using OpenAI, write a simple agent with a long system prompt and 2 or 3 tools. Call it 10 times with the same user query. Measure the tokens on the first call and the second call. You should see a significant drop on the second call if prompt caching is working. Then change one character in the system prompt and call it again. The cache should miss. That teaches you how exact the matching is. Prompt caching? Absolutely. It's low risk and high reward. The others, routing, semantic caching, aggressive cleanup, they're worth doing if your costs are actually a problem. But don't do them because an article made them sound easy. Do them because you measured and you know they'll help.
That's the move. Thanks, Cody.